Vincent, good afternoon. You well?
Good afternoon, yeah.
I guess a lot of your fans and players were hoping for that fairy tale finish on Sunday, but it's not happened. What's it been like this week after being relegated? What's it been like at the club?
It's been day one of the next season. You know, I think it was really important to draw a line under it after the game against Tottenham. You know, the game's done, and I think, you know, once you can say that there has been some sort of failure, it allows you to draw a line under it as well. And okay, you leave it there and then you move on from the position you're in now. And with the group, with the team, with the fans, there's still so many exciting times ahead. But it's important for me to draw a line straight away under it and to move on to something that is, for me, really exciting in terms of this is day one of the next season. Well, this was day one of the next season. And in my opinion, game one in preparing the next season.
A time of the season when I guess decisions are starting to be made about people's futures. Have you made
decisions? Deciding anything about your future?
have you decided about your squad? Have decisions got to be made very quickly? Have they been made?
Well, some decision you make, some decision others make. And obviously we have a few players end of contracts in that sense. I think hopefully we'll be able to just communicate something together in the next few days. I can't give you much more details about that, but you know, I think common sense prevails in any event.
Have you spoken to the chairman? Has he been involved in those decisions and that discussion?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I wouldn't expect you to divulge details of conversations with the chairman, but what's the crux of his message to you at the moment?
No, we have a tremendous amount of consistency in the building and the way I communicate with the chairman, the way that, to be honest, the staff and we communicate together. So, like I said, you draw a line and then you build for what's to come. And it doesn't have to be much more than that. You always talk, we always communicate, and we do that with the team, we do that with the other staff, and then you just keep working. You keep working for the next moment of success.
How determined are you to put this behind you and turn next season into...
I have already done. It's done. You know, I get it, but, you know, I didn't walk into Burnley when Burnley was a Premier League team. I walked into Burnley when Burnley was a Championship team. So the main thing for me is to make sure that the things we have done well and the things that we have learned over the last couple of years, that they are absolutely a part of either the decisions we make or the way we operate and behave next year. But I think that's for everything in life, right? Like I said, the biggest thing about failure is that it allows you to draw a line. And after that comes success, you know, and that's the way it works. And that's the way I've experienced it all my life. And it's valuable, really valuable. You only really ever fail if you fail to learn. And that's not the case for us. We have absolutely learned. We have no lack of motivation, no lack of desire. It's sometimes in human nature to sit down and sulk and feel sorry for yourself, but it's I don't think it's in the culture here. I don't think it's in my nature. I don't think it's in the nature of many people here. And we try to give that as well to the players. That's ultimately what's going to give them a chance to achieve their goals. We can't ever forget that.
And what will you demand from your players on Sunday? Because clearly nothing resting on the game as far
go,
as you're concerned.
Go all out. Yeah, definitely. There's you know, if we're treating this as the first game of next season in terms of preparing for that season, then, you know, this game is an important game. You know, go all out. And there's a couple of, you know, personal stories as well attached to this game, because some players might be playing their last game and so on and so on. You know, like I said, I think we want to be conscious of that. But the main thing is winning the game. That's our only priority.
Have you a point to prove in your team after what happened at Forest? That was one of the VAR incidents.
well, it won't be our concern anymore next year, VAR. But you know, we've been on the unfortunate side where VAR has had a a negative effect on our season. I think that's undeniable. One of those games was the Forest game. But I don't think we want to live in the past too much. I think just like we have to learn from our mistakes, I think there's a lot to learn from this year as well in terms of how it's been officiated, in terms of how the VAR has played a part. And my personal opinion has never been black or white. It's never been completely against it, never been completely for it. It's more, it needs to evolve into something that actually works, that is efficient. And simple decisions, it makes sense. The complicated ones, if we're still getting it wrong, then is it more fair?
Wolves want to see it scrapped. What's your reaction to that proposal?
Excuse me?
Wolves are talking about scrapping VAR. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, no, look, I know that, you know, we, as in like Burnley Football Club, have led on that as well. You know, it's not just I think it's a feeling that exists in many clubs, but it's, you know, I leave for these clubs to now debate about it. And I'm just thinking of what the game in general needs to be. You know, can you accept, did we accept goal line technology? Of course we did, because it's a simple way to check whether the ball is over the line or not. Would we accept the VAR if the VAR was quick on offside decisions? I think to some degree, for me, it makes sense personally. Offside or not offside, it's clear. And then there's a whole range of other things where you're kind of saying, well, you know, are we expecting to get them more right in the future? Because if we feel that it's going to get better, then we should continue. But in my opinion, what I've seen is we've not been able to handle that yet.
And I know you're the Burnley manager and you've got enough to think about on Sunday, but your old club have got a wonderful opportunity on Sunday to make it 4 Premier League titles on the bounce. How good an achievement would that be in your eyes if they could make it?
I wish them all the best, always. I wish them, you know, plenty of success. And, you know, I won't deny that if I go home and I watch the game, I have a favourite when I'm watching them. But I think right now I'm really respectful of the fact that, you know, I need to be talking about Burnley and I need to be talking about what this club needs to achieve. And, you know, we've got such a great community behind the club. And like I said, after the game, we're part of this community as well. So I don't think we have a duty to win everything. I don't think anyone expects that as well. But we do have a duty to care. We do have a duty to put this club first and to work towards. I have flashbacks of so many great moments in my first year at Burnley, and it is not gonna. We don't take it for granted, but that's what we have to recreate.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Just before we start with Stuart, I think you've got an interview to get from.
Take care, see you.
Stuart Gardner from Burnley Productions.
Hi Vincent, you okay?
Hi there.
Do you think that you are a better manager for the Premier League experience that you've had in the past year?
Yeah, I'd like to think that every year of experience makes you better. But like I said, you have to you have to be willing to learn. And there's never been a case where there's never been a moment where it's not been the case. And for that reason, but then again, you know, I'm also very conscious of how I'm very hungry, very, very, very motivated to cross that line again and get the team, you know, be out there with the team, play more games. And I know that, you know, success is a thing of these moments as well, how you handle these moments. And then I have full belief in a lot of people here and in myself as well.
Well, has the Premier League experience made you hungry, though, to get back as soon as humanly possible?
I just want to win. I really, and I want those. It's not a thing of like just not winning brings me down, because otherwise I wouldn't be here with such a, you know, strong motivation. It's more a thing of like I want to help the players get better or get to the level that the best level that is their level, because I know that if they do so, they'll win more. And so I'm passionate as well about the job in itself, not just the end product. And I know that when you're a coach, you know, there's a rule where at this moment in time, Peps win everything, and all of us, we've just got to work hard, and we're going to have seasons where it's not always perfect. For us, it's not like, you know, don't kid yourself. Like our position in the league reflects also many more things than just like, you know, there's a reality in the Premier League that is very objective. But The job is this. The job is to make your team better. The job is to make your players better. And then the consistency of that will make you have results. And we know we can. So that's exciting.
I mean, you mentioned already it's the first day almost of the new campaign. But have you...
The first day was started this week. Yeah. So we're like day four now.
Have you, though, reflected on what you might have done differently this season, or yourself or your staff? Have you looked back?
Yeah, we do that. But, you know, you reflect in terms of how you want to move forward. And that's the goal. You know, because I could reflect on the VAR decisions. That's not helping me, you know. But I think along the way, just like we did in the championship, don't be kidded by the amount of points. When you do 100 points, 101 points, or whether you're all these things, you'll always make probably the same amount of mistakes and the same amount of right decisions. But over time, I think these experiences, they give you something that they give you clarity. And that's definitely what this season has done. It's given us clarity, and that's exciting.
Final point for me, it's very rare that all the teams who come up go down straight away. I think it's only the second time it's ever happened in the Premier League. Do you think it's just one of those things, or is there an underlying...
We'll find out. There's a big difference undeniably between, you know, look, I think the resources available for the Premier League teams has never been as big, so it's logical that there's as you're investing in better players and at all levels of the league, the distance not just between the Premier League and the Championship, but between the Premier League and all the other leagues, it's normal that it gets a little bit bigger every year. It's not an excuse, but it's just normal. And for us, it's just to find a way to still overcome this ever-extending gap and to find ways. And I think we have some... You know, we have some ideas about it. We have value in the squad. It's a good squad. It's an exciting squad. Those type of parameters, they give you a chance to be stronger and to maybe bridge that gap next time. That's a goal. We want to get to that place. We're not there now. Right now, we have to play a full season in the Championship, and that will be our only priority. But in the back of our minds, we always knew that in a 1 year period, this is a possibility, but in a 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 year period, what is the plan then? And the chairman has also his ideas, and that's something that the whole club stands behind. Thank you.
Vincent, to build on that, is it quite worrying for football and the Premier League and the competition of the Championship that we have seen the bottom three will be coming down who were in the Championship last season? And if it does happen again, just how much of a worry in the future is this going to be, that the Premier League big clubs are going to get stronger and stronger and the rest of you might not?
No, I mean, there's like almost... Do you know, it's a very extensive question, because if you go up with the group of teams that we are and then the same go back down, then... and especially so now at this moment in time, only Leicester went back up, you know. So, but it means that the parachute money gets trapped in a circle of teams that go up and down. And if it's the same teams that go up and down because they can't catch up to the rest of the Premier League, then as well that circle becomes more and more close, like a closed circle, because less and less teams in the division below still benefit from the parachute money, which spreads out over 3 years. So you come to the end of year 1, 2, and 3, and a lot of the big clubs are not the same clubs anymore because all of that support is gone. But as these other teams keep circling, you might end up in a position, I don't know, honestly, it's just I'm thinking out loud, you might end up in a position where you're either too strong for the Championship and never strong enough for the Premier League. And I'm not saying that's the case. All I'm saying is it's worth reflecting on it, because that could be a reality. I'm not saying it's the end of anything. I'm not saying we should change anything. I'm just saying, could that be a reality? I don't know.
You're going to go from being one of the smallest fish in this division to arguably next season, one of the biggest, because people will look at you with the parachute money, won't they? And straight away think.
Yeah, which we didn't have in year one. I want everyone to remember that, so don't mix up the whole stories. What we did in year one was fairly incredible.
But you are going to be highly tipped, aren't you, to do very well next season. You're going to have expectation next season, aren't
you? Yeah, but I want to be at a club with expectations. You know, that's what every manager wants. In that sense, it's not something that is at all daunting. It's something I want. I'd always choose expectations above no expectations.
Is there a part of you that views this year as an opportunity missed, Vincent? We look at what's happened with Everton and Nottingham Forest. Was there ever a better time to finish above that dotted line of three?
No, but this is part of these things that are actually quite irrelevant. That doesn't help me help the players for the next game. You know, so those type of things, not just in football, but in life in general, like they have no value. It's not a reflection or a thought that gives me anything for helping the team next week.
When you celebrated promotion a year ago, and like you've just said, you got over 100 points, and we don't want to read everything into that, but did you expect 12 months later that this was likely to be the case, or did you expect to fare a lot better?
No, the way I function is I like to cover the downside personally in my way of working, and I think the club has that as well, you know, in terms of, I think we've always planned for the possibility of, which is the reason why we are not in a panic mode, which is the reason why the club is very calm, but we've always hoped for the best, you know, and worked for the best, tried to do everything we can to achieve the best. But then when we're here now talking about what is next season, like I said, I think we're able to draw a line under this and say, all right, let's have a go. Let's go all out. If people think we have a chance to be strong in a championship, then we have to try and live up to that. But I don't take it for granted because I know how difficult the league is. So it's like people thought with 101 points you were going to cruise in the Premier League. We knew it wasn't the case. And now people think you're going to cruise in the Championship. We know there's a lot of work behind it. You have to be really, really good at everything you do, even as much as right now.
It was quite clear you had to sell in your first summer, didn't you? Following the relegation from the Premier League, you had to let players go and you had to bring money into the football club.
About 70% of what we had left at the club, which was about 7 players. So,
there was a lot of change. Is it inevitable, Vincent, that if the right offers come in for some of your players that Premier League clubs might want in their squads next season, that the club might have to accept those offers?
It's not as complicated as it was the first year. You know, we have Zaruri coming back. We've got Benson. We've got, you know, guys that have done really, really well for us last season in the Championship who are all still under contract, coming back motivated. And then we've got the additions of this year for the Premier League. So the squad is actually in a really, really healthy place. And, you know, the only thing that will play a part is whether a player has kind of outgrown the level. I've been a player myself. I know how that can sometimes be a real factor. And we had it with Dwight McNeil, although we needed the money at that time, probably more. But with Dwight, we knew that, look, it'd be great if he was with us in the Championship, but it just felt like he was also ready to continue his career in the Premier League. So these type of things, you know, we want to be positive in, we want to have a positive impact in the career of our players and not the other way around.
You just mentioned two players there, Zaruri and Benson. Do you think both of those two will feel that they didn't get the opportunity at the highest level to show what they're capable of doing? And they'll come back this time around? And will they be a big part of your plan going forward?
No, it's life. Learn from what you've gone through and be better. It's fairly simple. There's so much love and care for all these players here. Like we generally care about our players. And you go through a tough time, you go through good times and basically get on with it, and we'll help you, but get on with it, because that way we know that the good times will be there again.
just in terms of the loan players you've got, it's my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that Trezor and Estev will be permanent Burnley players from next season. How confident are you that Asignon and Brun Larsen might be part of it as well, Vincent? They're or is it more tough now?
No, they're all discussions that need to happen that we really parked until the end of the season. But they know we like them. I know they're happy here. I know they've enjoyed the time here. I know they've learned. I know they've suffered as well with us. You know, like if you see Lawrence's emotion in the last game, that's not a lone player. That's a player who's bought into everything we wanted to do. So after that, we have to see, because usually you go away and you go speak to your environment, your people. And I think clarity is also important for players. And we've just made sure that they understand that we've really appreciated having them with us, that this is a place that is also their home. And we have stories, right? Like Madsen was that guy, and Nathan Teller was a player like this for us. And they've gone on to other levels where they're now playing finals in Europe and winning trophies. We're also proud to be a part of that. So, but we'll always try and convince our best players to see this as an important place in their future.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Vinny. Just back on Sunday, I expect you'll go as strong as possible, but could there be some changes, look at some other players or some other players that maybe aren't 100% fit? Do you expect, you know, maybe some tweaks, some changes on Sunday?
Well, the best way to... look, I know this game is not going to... Winning or losing is a different sort of impact than the last game against Tottenham, so I get that. But the intention to do everything we can to win this game, for me, is so important. And we have to give the team a chance to do that. That also has to be reflected in the team selection. Then after that, I understand that depending on what happens in the next couple of days, there might be some send-offs and guys who have done really, really well for the club. You know, I think as a club, if we have to make a decision also to look after our people when we can, and we'll always do it. I think the chairman supports it, the coaching staff supports it, and I think it's important for the fans and for our players, and that's sometimes bigger than anything. So I think we also have to believe that doing things right is also a positive step in our future for us.
Ask about Josh Brownhill. Obviously, he's got that 1-year option on his contract. Has that now been triggered?
Oh yeah, I think so. But I did give you the answer 3 months ago already. Like, he's,
just confirming. But obviously, you know, there has been rumours of interest. Is he still likely to be here next season? Obviously, it could be, you know, permanent offers from other clubs.
I mean, we have a player here that is under contract. That's been very important for us. So, you know, we're used to rumours.
Can I ask you about Mike Trezor as well? Not played as much as he would have liked. What's his situation for next season?
Yeah, I think it was a mix of many things. He's been a little bit unlucky at times, and at times I think that we've you know, probably not been able to get the best out of him. But you know, he's a player that had 28 assists in Belgium, And you know, we had a couple of players that came out of the same league, like Anna Zaruri and Benson, and in the same league he's had 28 assists. So maybe the championship for him is a good step into, you know, giving this team what we know he's able to give. But I don't think right now we have to talk about it too much in terms of, you know, we have to start pre-season and see what everybody's able to bring to the table.
I saw that Lau Foster's back in the East African squad, the provisional squad. Has that situation now been...
East African.
Sorry.
Is it like South African? A regional selection.
Yeah, back in their provisional squad. Has that situation now been resolved? Has he spoken and sat down with Hugo Bruce, their manager?
No, it's a very... I think he's the best person to make the decision on this. So we'll support whatever. And... we try and be only like a positive force on his situation.